The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaden, I remember after the Tampa game that week, you told us that you don't like to lose when we asked you about bouncing back from it. Games like that, games like the Ravens game, this game, these losses, how much more do those motivate you in terms of what this team is trying to build bigger picture?
I mean, I don't like losing, so I don't want to feel like this feeling. I don't want to have losses. You know, I'm competitive. I want to win in everything I step foot and I put my mind to. So I wouldn't say it's any motivation. It's like, man, how can I go back to work and kind of get this feeling out of my system? That's win, lose, or draw. When we win, I want to keep winning. We lose, I don't want to lose. I want to win again. So I kind of have the same approach.
Jaden Daniels postgame yesterday. Grant and Danny welcoming you back. Jay Gruden is on the show at 5. We're 30 minutes away from a Beltway Blitz. We'll be covering the Commanders in the NFL as well as the Caps in our Blitz. By the way, 8 goals for the Capitals in their game in St. Louis on Saturday night, including 2 more from Alex Ovechkin.
That was patently absurd. So I tuned in like a few minutes after the start. It was already like, you know, it was a normal first period where they scored a couple of goals. And then they just like never stopped scoring. I felt a little bit bad, but not that much.
Ovi's got 10.
Casual.
They've played 14 games.
Yeah.
That is a 58 goal pace.
Ho-hum.
It might be happening
just
this
year. Just the 40-year-old man ripping off a 50 goal pace.
Everybody said it'll be next year. It might be happening this year. But back to the Commanders. Are you encouraged or discouraged after a 1-point loss? They led by 10. They were without 2 of their top 3 tackles and their running back 1. The Steelers were off of a bye, 14-4, off of a bye under Tomlin. 8 straight years they've won off of a bye. That's a 7-2 Pittsburgh team. Danny, encouraged, discouraged?
Discouraged. Now, it doesn't mean I'm despondent. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't play the rest of the games this season. It doesn't mean that my eye line has changed for this group. It was just some cold water. They haven't beaten a good team. The best team they've beaten is Arizona, who's now playing pretty good football since that game. I think they've won 4 straight in their own right. So
I wasn't even impressed with Arizona like at that point. I know they had the one really good win against
the Rams.
The Rams, too, hung 41. But they had lost to Detroit, really, really good, and they had lost to the Bills. I guess they had lost to 2 good teams and beaten the Rams as a 1-2 team going into that game.
But that's their signature win of the season, if there is one, which is kind of a bummer. It just sort of put some cold water and kind of put a wall between really ready to compete at the absolute highest levels the sport has to offer and the best of a pretty good bucket. I think they're in that second category. They're in the pretty good bucket. There's nothing wrong here. They're still way ahead of schedule. But to me, a little bit more discouraged that when it comes time to, you know, maybe playing some of the best teams, playoff time, you know, key December down the stretch games, they may not be ready to compete at the highest levels. And that's okay, by the way. Just, again, big picture. But your eye line, all the momentum was going in the opposite direction. Even when they were going to lose, they still won, see the Hail Mary. And that was kind of ripped away a little bit. So it took the air out of the balloon for me a little.
So I am discouraged only by the fact that this was the one time so far this year they've played a great defense. And it's also the one time their offense has really struggled. That's hard for me to make heads or tails of in a positive way. As someone will say, they scored 27 points. Well, seven of those came after they got the ball at the 15 on the failed onside, not onside, but blocked fake punt.
Yep.
Take that out of the equation. Now it's 20 points. You look at those 20 points, they were mostly earned, right? I mean, you had a 71-yard drive before the McNichols one-yard run. You had a 40-yard drive before a field goal. So you went normal distance of the field. You had a 94-yard drive before the half, which was awesome. But they also had a 19-yard drive to get a field goal in the second half. So I could make the case that 10 of the 27 points were special teams or defense-related via short fields, right? And so now it's a 17-point game. Do you feel that much better? Do you still feel great when you had only 240 yards, when you had your least effective game in almost every category of your 10 games so far offensively? And the two best defenses they've played, if you want to extrapolate that out a little more, are the Bears and the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And while the Hail Mary allowed them to win, they had 12 points against Chicago. They had moved the ball, to their credit, all game long. It was the opposite of kind of this game. They had no points, but they had a ton of yards. And I would almost prefer that, because then you say, well, we just didn't quite execute in the red zone, or you got to iron this part
out. Like that first Giants game or something.
If you're Kingsbury watching the tape, you go, we got to do this, this, or this, and that 62-yard drive is actually a touchdown, not a field goal. This, to me, is worse because you just you couldn't get it going. You had the 5-3 and outs. You had 9 of 11 drives where you had 25 or fewer yards. You had basically two good drives all game, essentially, not accounting for Steelers' penalties. So that's where I'm discouraged. But I think in the grand scheme of things, Danny, based on only losing by a point to a Tomlin-coached 7-2 Pittsburgh team off of a bye with my tackle situation completely perilous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that should have and could have been disastrous to the point where you give up 6 or 7 sacks, couple sack fumbles, and you lose by 16. Like, that's how a lot of teams handle yesterday.
Sure.
And they didn't, and I love that.
Yeah, me saying discouraged doesn't mean there aren't incredible positives to take out of that. I think you just touched on one, right? The fact that it wasn't this feeding frenzy at Jaden Daniels. He got hit and sandwiched and crunched and got knocked from the game because they couldn't protect for him. They were still able to run their offense. Now, you mentioned some of the disparities. They're usually on the other end of this. They got outpossessed by 13 minutes yesterday. That's what Washington does to teams when they're thumping it down your throat and everything works and they get every fourth down and most of the third downs. And you know, the fact that the running game was taken away, Jaden Daniels running was taken away. It seemed like, you know, there's a lot of third and longs and guys were plastered and covered and it was a little bit too tight against a really good defense. Knocks you down a little bit, but there are still way more positives overall, big picture. And you touched on some of them.
This is a good summary here from our former producer, Brendan Dar, who just tweeted me and said, can't imagine being discouraged. Team played its worst game in months and still almost won. That's how I feel. They made a ton of mistakes. They didn't play a clean game. They didn't even play that well, certainly on offense. And they scored upper 20s points and almost won a football game against an elite opponent. I'm encouraged by that and where they're at as a program.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Rory in Winchester on G&D. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Grant and Danny. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good, good. Hey, I just basically feel like my encouraged or discouraged hasn't happened yet. It'll come in on Thursday. I think that depending on how they respond to this loss really dictates if they're as good as we hope they are or if they're similar to the old Commanders, Redskins, Washington football team.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Now, I'll say this, Rory. I'm past that, I don't want to say narrative, but that referendum. Like, this is not the old thing. The old things weren't 7-2 ever. They weren't 7-3 ever. They didn't lose by 1 point to Pittsburgh when they didn't play that well to try to get to 8-2 ever. But, you know, it's your math, not mine, on that regard. So I get it. Everyone's going to have a different way that they're viewing this thing. Right now, 58% of people on a poll, several hundred responses so far, saying encouraged, 42% more discouraged. Let's go to Matt in South Riding on Grant and Danny. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
So I'm encouraged. I mean, we're going to win 11 games this season. We're going to make the playoffs. It's been a minute since we've won 11 games. We've got our quarterback of the future. Things are heading in the right direction. That having been said, can we please stop putting Zach Ertz into these games? Guy can't break tackles, gets no yards after the catch. A lot of the time he's having trouble catching balls when he's wide open. He's hard to watch at times. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. By a minute since they last won 11 games, he means 33 years.
I was going to say, that's a long minute in the scheme of the universe.
I was two, but he's on to something there. It has been a while. His Ertz point is well received around these parts.
Yeah, I want to see Ben Sinnott. That's where I'm at this point, right? If Zach Ertz was just, he was fending him off and there was no way that he could crack the lineup or he couldn't run any of those routes, I don't know. Ertz still has some value. I joke about it, but he does. He is helpful. I'm not saying cut him or send him into the stratosphere. I'm saying I'd like to see what a more athletic and nimble, maybe more powerful tight end could do with some of those footballs.
Yeah, I just want him to get some of those looks. I mean, there are probably a lot of snaps where Ben Sinnott is having to stay in to block. And he's good at that,
yes.
And I get that. I think Ertz can block too, by the way. But Ben Sinnott only played, like, I think it was 13, 15 snaps, something like that. I could look up the exact number. But it's not like he plays a ton anyway. So you can't convince me that you can't just occasionally put him in the Ertz role on snaps where he would otherwise be on the sideline and see if he could do a little more after the catch.
20% of snaps yesterday, 13 total.
Yeah, 13 snaps, 20%. It means 80% of the time he's watching like we are. I'd like to expand that role a little bit. He was a wrecking ball in the preseason. He was probably the hardest guy on the team to tackle. Ertz, respectfully, and this is not a knock, it's just by way of the numbers, has the hardest time probably breaking tackles on the team at this point. Let's go to Christian, who's in Alexandria. How are you?
Good, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Hey, so I'm a baseball fan, but I am encouraged by the season, by the game yesterday, and here's why. One, I definitely felt like there was a bunch of Angel Hernandezes running around the field in the officiating crew yesterday. I didn't know what was happening there. He came back in that way. But two, you know, I kept thinking about the specialist song Greg Maddux a little while ago. And the point I'm making here is there was a point early in, like, it was like 95, I think, where Greg Maddux just got rocked by a particular team and a particular specific player. And his catcher afterwards said, "Man, what are you doing? What are you were throwing weird pitches. What are you doing?" Said, no, I'm getting ready. This is a good team. I'm taking notes. We're going to see them in the playoffs again, and I'm going to own them when that time comes." And that happened, of course, right? 3 months later, they faced the same team in the playoffs. Greg Maddux owned them. Now, I'm not comparing the Washington Commanders to Greg Maddux, but the reason I'm encouraged is I think this team is going to take notes from this loss and apply those in the future. You've got a totally different mindset. You've got a different culture. You've got a different quarterback with a totally different perspective on what it means to be a team, to be a team leader. And I think that matters. And I think it's going to show and pay dividends here, a couple weeks from now, a couple months from now.
That's the idea. Those adjustments get made. You figure out what teams are doing to you, and you do something about it.
That's why Greg Maddux was the ultimate scientist.
Yeah. The story, by the way, was never throw an inside fastball to Jeff Bagwell. And then he calls one. And Eddie Perez goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Yeah, we'll see him in the postseason. He'll look for that, and I'll strike him out with changeups." And then he did.
And then he pulled it off.
Yeah, months later he did.
Just setting him up. Sometimes, if you can play with your food a little bit, you could do that when you're playing a team twice in short order.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Washington doesn't have the luxury to do that with the Eagles. They got to just go win the football game and throw everything they got at them. But you could do that in the NFL occasionally. They're not at that point just yet. The Chiefs now, moving forward at 9-0, they might be able to do some of that setting things up for down the road. 800-636-1067, you want to hop in. 59% of people are saying they were encouraged more than they were discouraged yesterday on the poll. You can go vote at Grant H. Paulson. You're listening to The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.